Well, let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at some of this week's top science stories. And this is no exception, because scientists have for the first time managed to clone cells from a monkey, a primate. Now, the furthest that scientists had got along the cloning pathway up until now was, of course, animals like Dolly the sheep. They'd also cloned cows and horses. In fact, one application of cloning was cloning stallions that had been gelded, because if they wanted to breed from a gelding, there's no way once it's been gelded. So if you clone it and get your stallionish behaviour back again, then you can breed from that horse. But it's really frustrated scientists that they haven't been able to make the techniques that have worked with these other animals work in primates. But now they have, and Shukrat Mitalipov, who is a researcher at Oregon University over in America, together with his group of colleagues, have managed to make it work. And why they think that this has worked in this case is because they have made the procedure much gentler on the way in which they do the techniques. Now, what they do is they collected the nucleus, the genetic material, from the skin, a cell in the skin of a 9-year-old male monkey, and they then collected eggs from 14 donor female monkeys. They removed the genetic material from the female monkey eggs, and then inserted the nucleus, the genetic material, from the male monkey. And in 0.7% of the cells in which they did this, having given them a chemical kickstart, they were able to trigger cell division. In other words, the embryo started to develop into what would become a fetus. At this stage, they let it develop into an early cell embryo called a blastocyst, and from there, they were able to get something called early embryonic stem cells. And by checking the identity of these cells, they've now proved they really are clones. Now, why this is important is that we think that it has both research and health implications. In terms of health, if you can make stem cells that are genetically compatible with you, this means that you could potentially use them to generate new organs and tissues to combat the effects of ageing or disease. But also Ian Wilmot, the guy who cloned Dolly the sheep, has also pointed out that this has major research influences and emphases as well, because if you can make cells which are from people who have certain genetic diseases, you can study how the cells from those people start off healthy and then contribute to the disease process, which up until now has been very, very difficult, because of course we've only managed to get cells previously from people who already have the disease, and some of the changes that contribute to that process may have already happened. So this is a very powerful tool, and it's been published this week in the journal Nature.
It certainly is interesting. Also this week, Ian Wilmot was saying that he's probably not going to do any of that nuclear transfer stuff anymore, because there's a new technique on the way, and hopefully we'll be exploring that in another show.